After dinner, the party broke up into groups, and there was a discussion about the relativity of beauty. Beauty, Mahler said, the head of Socrates is beautiful. I agreed and added that in my eyes, Alexander von Zemlinsky, the musician, was a beauty. He was almost the ugliest man I'd ever seen, and yet the force of his intellect was felt in every glance of his eyes. Mahler shrugged his shoulders. That was going a bit too far, he thought. I was fired up, and I made a point of bringing the talk round to Zemlinsky again. Now that we are talking of him, why don't you do his Hofmannsthal ballet, The Golden Heart? You promised him you would. Because I can't understand it, Mahler rapped out. I had been instructed in the somewhat confused symbolism of the poem by Zemlinsky himself. I'll tell you the whole story and explain what it means. Mahler smiled. I'm all ears. But first, I said, you will have to explain for my benefit the full meaning of The Bride of Korea. This ballet was a standing item in the Vienna repertoire and incredibly confused and stupid. Mahler laughed loudly, showing all his flashing white teeth. He went on to ask me about my musical studies, and I told him I studied composition with Zemlinsky. He begged me to bring some of my work to the opera house for him to see, unquote. As he left that evening, Mahler invited his hostess, her sister, and Alma to attend the rehearsal of Offenbach's Tales of Hoffmann the following day at the opera house. After Mahler left, Alma apologized to her hostess, Berta Zucker-Kandel, for having lost her temper with Mahler. Berta later claimed to have said to Alma that since Klimt had been in love with her since she was 16, and Burckhardt was in love with her at the time of the party, this evening I invited your past, pointing to Klimt, your present, pointing to Burckhardt, and who knows, perhaps your future. Alma Schindler was 23 years old, 18 years younger than Mahler. Despite her misgivings, she did indeed attend the opera rehearsal the next day. Again, to quote Alma, I was in the glory of untrammeled youth and was not to be imposed upon by fame or position. And yet I was puzzled by a sense of awe in the face of his outstanding genius. Fräulein Schindler, he cried out to me, how did you sleep? Perfectly. Why not? I didn't sleep a wink the whole night. I made some silly reply, which, thank God, I have forgotten, unquote. My friends, for Mahler, it might not have been love at first sight, but it was close. The object of his affections, Alma Schindler, was a native Viennese, the daughter and stepdaughter of famous painters, of whom it was said that all the muses must have gathered around her cradle. Her father, Jacob Emil Schindler, whom she adored, was the most celebrated painter of landscapes in the entire Austrian Empire. Indeed, Alma's family were central players in the rarefied intellectual and artistic atmosphere of Vienna's elite. Alma's father died when she was 14, and she was crushed. Alma's mother remarried 4 years later to Karl Moll, another painter and one of the founders of the Viennese secession movement. Alma, who did not get along with her mother, was appalled by her mother's marriage to Moll. She wrote that she couldn't understand how, after having possessed a complete clock, her mother could now be content with just a pendulum. Having lost her father at 14, Alma turned to a succession of older men for solace and mentorship. And one after another, men like Gustav Klimt, Max Burckhardt, Alexander Zemlinsky, and Gustav Mahler fell desperately in love with her. At the age of 16, Alma began seriously studying music. By the time she met Mahler, she was an accomplished pianist and a composer of not inconsiderable promise. Now back to Gustav and Alma. Things moved really fast. On Wednesday, November 27th, 20 days after they first met, Mahler showed up unexpectedly at Alma's house. Alma's mother, Frau Moll, invited Gustav to stay for dinner, adding, and I quote, we're having paprikandel, that is chicken with paprika sauce, and Max Burckhardt. I don't care much for either, replied Mahler, but all the same, he accepted the invitation.